No, no offense there to Scotty McCreery and Damn Straight, but Lauren Dusky's at the studio.
Hi. It's so good to be here.
It is so good to have you here. It has been way, way too long since we have seen you, and we just are excited to have you back. And we'll do a whole bunch of chatting. We have all the time in the world. I will stay here as long as you will stay here.
Well, I've got all night, so I hope you're ready.
Okay. So it's Big Country 102.9, by the way. Susan with you, Lauren Dusky in the studio. I feel weird trying to introduce you, but I mean, it's been a while since you've been in here. So you're originally from Gaylord.
Yes, ma'am.
Started singing when you were, what, about 7?
Pretty much, yeah. That's what my mom says. And basically, as soon as I could talk, it was gibberish, but singing to like Days of Our Lives, the theme song. And
oh my gosh.
The Little Mermaid.
That's crazy. So middle school, you got your first guitar, then you start writing.
Yep.
And then you go to U of M to learn how to do what?
You know, I thought it'd be a good idea, rather than choosing music, that dental school would be a more responsible choice.
Mm-hmm.
And about 4 years in, realized that was a huge mistake and chose music. And it's kind of been choosing me ever since. I'm like, I don't know. It's been wild. But yeah, that's basically where I started taking it a bit more seriously in college. And then around my fourth year, it was just like, oh, I guess I should probably try, or I'm going to never really forgive myself. So
right. And then The Voice happened, fast forward to 2017. Runner-up, but that, I mean, still, for all the people that compete in that show, to be runner-up even is amazing to me.
It was a trip. It was really wild. And I, even that process, I remember just, I didn't buckle my seatbelt. And by the time I knew it, I blinked and we were at the finale. And I'm like, what just happened? And just so grateful to have had that experience and learned a lot through the process.
Now,
sure.
Do you keep in touch with any people that you met on The Voice?
Yeah, so a lot of contestants. There's a few that actually live in Nashville. Johnny Gates has been one of my best friends post-show. And Blake, to be honest, like, he still keeps in touch. He'll text me once in a while. When I Would For You was released, my last single, he would text and say, hey, congratulations. Like, it's a very supportive family, the whole show. And just really lucky to still have people from that chapter.
And speaking of family, I forgot to ask, how is your family doing? I know that, you know, the tornado thing probably had to scare you a little bit, being in Nashville and not, you know, home, knowing your people were there.
Yeah.
Everybody okay?
Yes. Luckily, my grandpa's house, it was a direct hit, but by chance, he just so happened to that morning decide he was going to head up north to the UP and visit my aunt. And so luckily, I mean, he takes a nap around 3 p.m. every day, and by the grace of God, wasn't home when the tornado hit at 3 p.m. because his house is gone.
Oh, wow.
And so we are just really grateful he's okay. And yeah, it's just been devastating to see something like that happen to my hometown. And just, you know, but at the same time, witnessing the community come together. My dad was telling me he's never witnessed anything like it, and everyone coming together, it's been a lot.
And there's a lot of coming together that still needs to happen. I'm wearing my Gaylord Strong shirt, by the way, in your honor. But there are still volunteers needed, and there's still plenty of money needed. So we've kind of said we're using you as a tip jar for the Otsego County United Way Tornado Fund.
Yes.
So if anybody wants to tip Lauren, that is where she would like the tips to go. We have the link posted on our website and on our Facebook page, so please do consider making a donation. So let's talk music. You know how much I love Costume Party. It's so vulnerable, but I have to ask you, because now you're on TikTok, and so many people have duetted that song, and they just tell their stories. And how does that make you feel? First of all, it's like it warms my heart to see people taking off the mask, realizing they too are kind of hiding behind something and not being their true selves.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like now more than ever, I feel like I'm living that song. I wrote it 5 or 6 years ago now, and I feel like I'm living it in full-fledged now. And it's when I see people being vulnerable, whether it's taking their makeup off, sharing parts of their life that I know they may have been embarrassed to share with anybody else, it's just, again, like I know we talked about the last time I was here, it just feels so nice to know that you're not alone. And it's always just the greatest gift to know that you've written something that it was written. I wrote it for myself, and then to know that someone is connecting with it, or maybe it's helping them through something that they're working through, whether publicly or not. It's just really humbling, and I'm just really grateful to have a platform like that to reach people and to see, maybe share a message like that. That hey, like, I'm really going through it too, and I just want you to know you're not alone. And there's definitely been a great community on TikTok that's helped.
Yeah, I gotta tell you, I mean, that song still reaches me and touches me.
Thank you.
As far as my mental health goes, because you feel like you do not all the time act like yourself.
No.
Because society thinks this or society thinks that.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to get past that and realize we are all struggling. We are all kind of wearing a mask, and we need to take them off and be our true selves and not worry about what everybody else is thinking about.
And it's so easy to get embarrassed. I feel like there have been a few moments in my life where I've been vulnerable, trying to be myself, and you may get a response that triggers you. And then from then on, you almost feel forced to wear the mask because you're afraid that someone will respond the same way. And it's just, we're all going through it. And I just hope someone can hear that song and just feel like, hey, I don't have to pretend anymore.
Yeah.
Because pretending is exhausting.
It's very exhausting.
It's really exhausting. So, yeah. Thank you for playing it.
We are going to play it right now. Oh, and then we're going to talk some more because we got lots of time here. So, Lauren Dusky with Costume Party on Big Country 102.9.
This closet filled with ways for you to see me, but none of them fit me. And I walk around and play pretend so you'll believe that I'm who I wanna be. But what if I let you see who I am? Why is it so damn hard not to give a damn? And what if I could show my flaws and not be sorry? 'Cause I'm over this whole costume party. And I can't seem to remember what it is I'm so afraid of, but it's all I've ever known. And I'm so tired of worrying about what they might see. party.
Lauren Dusky on Big Country 102.9 Costume Party. Take off your mask. Be your true self. It is so hard to try to go through life being something you're not. That's the message, right?
Yes, ma'am. It is hard.
I mean, you kind of mentioned that you still feel that now.
Yeah.
What are you doing to kind of work your way through it?
Therapy, a lot of therapy, lots of therapy, and test, I guess, lately. I've trying to give myself a lot more grace. That's been the toughest part, you know, and when I'm not perfect, or if I've been experiencing some severe social anxiety post-pandemic. Basically, everywhere I go, I just am super nervous, and I don't quite know why.
Mm-hmm.
And then I start masking, and I guess learning to... There's been a few breathing techniques that I've been using to just kind of work through that and just get back to baseline and being comfortable in my own skin and just being patient, too, because one thing I'm learning about our nervous systems and our bodies, it's pretty remarkable. We're always trying to protect ourselves, and if you have one instance where you feel embarrassed, from then on you're basically
fight or flight.
Trying to survive. So yeah, just being a little more patient, and yeah, that's basically it.
What is a day in the life of Lauren Dusky like? What are you doing on a daily basis?
Well, lately I have been trying to walk as much as possible. That has been the only thing keeping me sane. I've been going for walks every day, writing a ton. I signed with Warner Chappell, so I've been writing full time with them and working on recording some new music and trying to stay off social media as much as possible, just to, you know, keep that sanity and not compare or feel like I'm falling behind or missing out on anything. That's been a huge help in these last year. I have a really boring life. Really boring, but also so grateful to just be able to do music still. And I really do feel like I owe it to y'all, because you're the only people still playing my music.
We always will be. You are going to play a song for this. Which song are you going to do first here?
I just wrote this one. It's called Make Him Move On.
Let's hear it. Lauren Dusky on Big Country 102.9.
I wrote this one for my grandpa just before the tornado hit. And it's just about trying to not force someone to move on from losing somebody. Hope you like it. Two plates on the table, bottle of red wine, crossword on the counter, still turn to page 39. Pink Sands Yankee candle, Willie Nelson song. You can make him move on. Space heater and a lawn chair, an ashtray in the garage, refrigerator magnets from the Hallmark catalog, pinning up the memories, they're right where they belong. You can make him move on. You can drag him out to dinner, call him every day at 4, say that he should go out fishing, wander out past that front porch. You can tell him that it's time, and he'll tell you that you're wrong. You can make him move on. It's her doilies on the dresser, her voice before the tone. There's still sugar by the coffee, perfume by his cologne. Blows a kiss and says goodnight, like he ain't alone. You can make him move on. You can drag him out to dinner, call him every day at 4, say that he should go out fishing, Wander out past that front porch. You can tell him that it's time, and he'll tell you that you're wrong. You can make him move on. You can tell him it ain't cheating to shoot a little old lady a smile. You don't have to live life lonely. We all know Grandma wouldn't mind. But he's keeping a promise. Don't matter that she's gone. You can make him move on. You can make him.
Oh my God.
Thank you.
Oh, please. Has he heard that?
That would be the, if he's listening right now, Grandpa, I love you.
Oh.
And he's never heard it. I never even realized thinking about playing that at first.
That was beautiful.
Thank you
so much. Oh my gosh. Dang, girl.
Thank you. You know, the eerie part about it is we wrote it a few weeks before the tornado hit, and I was telling my co-writers that it's this conversation we had together. He mentioned to me, you know, he understands why everyone's trying to keep him happy and his spirits high, but he's like, everyone's trying to make me move on so quick, and I'm not ready, even though it's been years. And I just remember thinking, like, dang it, I've been guilty of that. If when you love somebody, you don't want to see them in pain.
Yep.
So you try and cheer them up and rush them, kind of. And I just remember feeling just, you can't make somebody move on from losing somebody.
Oh, no.
You know?
There is no time limit on grief.
No.
No time limit on grief. It takes as long as it takes, and you never really move on. You just learn to live a different way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. You try your best.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's beautiful. Please record that and put that out.
All right. I will. I will do that.
So, okay. Let's talk about, I watched you tease this song on TikTok called A World Without You. Please tell me you recorded that and it will be out sometime
soon. You know what? I'm so glad you asked. That is actually the one. We're almost finished with it.
Okay.
We just added some strings and it just has to get mixed, and that will be the next song coming out. And I just thank you for asking about that one.
Oh, it's, I can't wait to hear the whole thing.
Thank you.
It's fantastic.
Oh my gosh, seriously, thank you.
And there are, I mean, because you shared that on TikTok, but there's so many social media options out there. First of all, how hard is it to keep up? And I mean, you got to kind of wean yourself because you get addicted.
Yes, yes.
To, and then you're like, I'm not even living my life.
No.
All I'm doing is social media, social media, social media.
When they create... So when it's hard to balance, and especially when you have something reacting, your brain, at least my brain, I know, is now addicted to going viral. And so the highs are super high, which makes the lows super low when things aren't happening. So I've really had to protect myself, because for a while, when you'd post a video and it maybe doesn't react or respond the same as another video, you start to identify with, well, maybe I'm not great anymore.
You doubt yourself.
You know, and you start to really get confused, and I've realized that that's basically all in my head, but it's taken some time to get there. For the last 2 years, I've really been trying to find that balance, but it's hard. It's the best gift as an independent artist, but also just, it's tough because, yeah, like you said, you're emotionally tied to it, and you're just like,
whoa. And there's so much out there.
Yeah.
There's so much out there, and so many people trying to make it, and you're just like, play the music for you, Lauren. That's what you need to do. play the music for you,
yeah,
and then put it out when you're ready to put it out.
Thank
and
you.
Yeah. So it's been a hot minute since you've been here. Have you had another pinch me moment in your life that, I don't know. I mean, gosh, I don't even remember the last time you were here. It's been at least 5 years.
It's been a long time.
Yeah. So have you had any like big, oh my gosh, moments?
My brother got married.
Oh, that's exciting.
Met the love of his life, and they're pregnant, and they're expecting, this will be the first baby in the family. So they're expecting this August, which I'm so excited. I'm going to be an aunt for the first time.
Oh.
So that has been the greatest gift of this last year, watching him fall in love, meet the love of his life. She is, if I couldn't have dreamt a perfect human being for him and for the family, she's remarkable. And I almost feel like we don't deserve her sometimes. I'm like, Emily, you are too great. So that has been, it's been so fun to watch him just create his life. And he joined the military. So it's just been remarkable to see him just become his own man. And yeah, that's been probably the highlight of the last year for
sure. Oh, wait till that baby gets here, though.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to lose my mind. I'm already sending them shit. I'm just like, hope you don't mind me spoiling you guys.
Because it's a coming and it's not going to stop.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Lauren Dusky on Big Country 102.9. Don't forget to tip Lauren on the Otsego County United Way. The link's on our website. The link's on our Facebook page. We'll be back with Lauren Dusky next.
The big man is bringing you his incredible live show, Trace Atkins. The Way I Want to Go Tour. With special guest Terry Clark. Friday, June 10th, Key Waden Casino, St. Ignace. Tickets on sale now at the box office or tickets.keywaden.com. New album available now. Trace Atkins, The Way I Want to Go Tour.
DiscoverMish.com is your place for super deals on golf. Check out these specials. Polecat in Mount Pleasant, a $170 value for just $120. Eldorado in Cadillac, a $158 value for just $110. Or Curie in Midland, a $100 value for just $70. A foursome at Firefly in Clare, a $195 value for just $135. Or a foursome at Eagle Glen in Farwell, $236 value for just $165. Great deals on golf at DiscoverMish.com.
Dear Sugar Plum Honey, I take this pen in hand to let you know that I know you love the knotty pine paneling that Pete and Kathy have in their living room from the woodworker shop, and I know you want some in our home. To show you how much I love you, I talked to Pete, and he said it was so easy he installed it himself. So let's hop in the car and head over to the woodworker shop. I saw their showroom online, and it's awesome. Their knotty pine is grown in state and federal controlled forests, all in northern Michigan. Wood from our own state in our own home. That's showing love for our state, like the love I have for you, Honey Bunch. So, how's that?
Pretty good, but the sugar plum honey is a little over the top.
The Woodworker Shop on M33, just north of Fairview, right across from the Skyline Event Center, Cummins. Online at pinepaneling.com. The Woodworker Shop, they've got you covered.
It's Big Country 102.9, live in the studio with Lauren Dusky this evening, trying to raise some extra funds for the Otsego County United Way Tornado Relief, Lauren's hometown, Gaylord, visiting from Nashville. Thank you again for taking time out to come hang with us, because you didn't have to.
Literally, anytime I'm home, I would love to. So I'll make sure to text you next time and let you know, hey,
invitation.
I'm here.
Open invitation.
I wish we could do this every week, honestly.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. All right, so let's talk about I Would For You. You know, I'm not ashamed to say that song goes full blast every time I hear it.
Oh, my gosh.
And
the video is incredible.
I sent her a video of me jamming out in the studio. I know it's a love song, but it's an also, to me, love myself song.
Yes.
I just wanted you to know that.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I've been going through some stuff, and I'm trying to show myself more self-love and take care of myself. And I also sing it to my granddaughter.
You do?
Yes, I do. And she knows the words. So I just want you to know that,
gosh,
too. So we are going to play it, and we're going to blast it out. And then we'll be back again with Lauren Dusky in a hot minute. This is I Would For You on Big Country 102.9.
down my walls. I wouldn't let myself fall. I wouldn't risk it all on love again. I wouldn't pick up the phone. I wouldn't drive through the night. I wouldn't answer the door at 3 a.m. No.
In the studio tonight, that was I Would For You. And by the way, y'all should be following her, streaming her music, downloading her music, and helping a girl out, because you're so talented.
Thank you.
You are so talented. I just can't say enough good things about you. Just a reminder again, we are doing a tip jar donations to the Otsego County United Way Tornado Fund on our website and Facebook page. Time for some rapid fire questions.
Ooh.
All right,
oh,
ready?
Boy, yeah.
What's your favorite color?
Right now, blue.
What's your favorite pizza topping?
Oh, my gosh. Pepperoni, for sure.
Are you a morning person or night owl?
Night.
What's the last album you bought?
Oh, physical copy?
Well, it doesn't have to be, I guess. Or single you downloaded.
Oh, my gosh. It was by S. Carey, 1,000 Acres.
What is your favorite song of all time?
Ooh.
That's a hard one to nail down. I have one, but I want to know what yours is.
I think... currently, Your Song by Elton John.
Oh, that's a good song.
What's yours?
Shameless by Garth Brooks.
Oh, my gosh.
But the Garth Brooks version, not the Billy Joel version, the Garth. Okay, puppies or kittens?
Puppies.
Biggest pet peeve?
Rude people.
I was going to say that. Mean people.
Rude people.
You don't need to be
that. Just have some patience, people.
Right. And do you have any crazy fan stories?
Yeah, I have... the most remarkable fans, these four, my favorite people on the planet, they call themselves the Fantastic Four, and they basically, for the every show that I've ever played, they fly themselves from Canada, from all over the place, to see me play, post The Voice, they're just the best. So shout out to the Fantastic Four, Fab Four. If you're listening, I love you and I miss you so much.
What's your worst habit?
Oh, overthinking.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What's your life motto? Stop overthinking.
No. Yeah, basically, yeah. Like, calm down. I guess right now, just be present.
I like it. Okay, you got another song for us to do live?
I do.
What is this one?
Another one that I wrote for my grandpa. Shout out, Gramps, if you're listening. He hasn't heard this one either. It was inspired by another conversation I had with him. He was telling me, he always says, if I make it to heaven, I hope God isn't planning on having a long conversation, because he's basically told me, just tell me where she is. Point me in her direction.
Aww.
So I wrote this song during the pandemic. We just recorded it too. So hopefully y'all will be able to hear it, not live and rough. I've never played it live, so.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Always Been Mine.
Lauren Dusky, on the horizon.
On the horizon. We are on the horizon. I'm just kidding.
It is on the horizon, hopefully soon, but yeah. We will play it when she gets it out. Okay, Lauren Dusky, I'm
This is
country.
Better than the horizon, listen.
1029.
All right, this has always been mine in a conversation between my grandpa and God.
He said, I never thought that I'd be standing here with the kind of record I've got. Boy, there's nothing like the sound of hearing angels sing. I guess forgiveness is more than a pretty thought. Yeah, I appreciate the welcome. Don't mean to rush away. But I've been dying to see my girl. Could you point me to the place? Is she out in the back garden picking flowers for her friends? Yeah, there's a good chance she's watching the sun dance on some promised land, Lake Michigan, or leaving breadcrumbs for the Cardinals, baking her famous apple pie. 'Cause I know that was her heaven, but she's always, always been mine. Always been mine. He said, if it's all right, maybe we could walk and talk. I've got to thank you for the way you made her laugh. But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't mad at you for the day I had to give her back. You see, you made her a promise. If I ever got here too, making a beeline for her blue eyes would be the first thing I'd do. So is she out in the back garden picking flowers for her friends? And there's a good chance she's watching the sun dance on some promised land, Lake Michigan, or leaving breadcrumbs for the Cardinals, baking her famous apple pie. 'Cause I know that was her heaven, but she's always, always been mine. Always been mine. So is she out in the back garden picking flowers for her friends? Yeah, I've been wondering if she's finally running, acting like a kid again, or leaving breadcrumbs for the Cardinals, or baking her famous apple pie. 'Cause I know that was her heaven, but she's always been mine. Always been mine.
Oh my gosh.
I love you.
Thank you. God. Okay, so while I'm listening to that, I'm thinking, what is your process for, so do you play first? Do you write first? How does that work? Because, gosh, that was beautiful.
Oh, thank you. This one in particular, I went for a walk, and sometimes this may sound really crazy, but sometimes I'll just go on a walk and hit record and just start talking. If I have a title, I'll just start talking it out and like maybe having a conversation with myself just to get some lyric ideas. And what had happened, I had this whole recording of like gibberish and like a conversation. If I was my grandpa, what would he say to God? And I, over Zoom, brought it to my co-writers. And that day, just I got really lucky to work with the two of them. And we just wrote it. And it just came together. And they were able to help me put the music to it and just say it in a way that felt better than having a conversation with myself. But sometimes it usually starts most of the time with an idea and not the music. It seems to be easier for me that way in my brain, but yeah.
Do you write a lot of poems when you were growing up? I mean, that's what songs basically are, is poetry set to music, in my opinion.
I agree, and I definitely did not. I don't know why. I learned to play guitar, but never really trusted myself to songwrite. I would cover songs, but it wasn't until, I guess, like late high school and early college where I walked away from music that I started writing, because I was like, well, I got to get these feelings out somehow. And yeah, but Nashville really taught me. I'm still learning, trying to be a better songwriter, but it's just nice to be able to work with people who do it for a living full time, and they're able to just bounce their ideas off, you know, and dig for the idea with you.
And I honestly believe that country music artists, songwriters, etc., are always looking to help each other. Is that the case? Is that what you have found?
100%. I feel lucky out of any genre to be a part of that community, especially Nashville. I feel I have a love-hate relationship with just the music business in general, but Nashville makes it tolerable, and it actually makes it, it reminds you that it's not all about business. It's about people and trying to just, there was a gentleman I met recently who has been in the industry for the last 40 years, and hearing him say that it's all about the song, to know that there's still people like him believing that in a world where everything's kind of a flash in the pan, and just it takes the pressure off a bit, and it helps me go, well, you don't have to be perfect online, but if you write your truth, then that's
there
all
you
that
go
really matters.
That's what will connect with people.
Yeah.
Lauren Dusky in the studio. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with more on Bay Country 102.9.
Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Just ask our team member, Marcus.
Let's just say you can take the restaurants out of America's Dairyland, but you can't take America's Dairyland out of the restaurants. Like the real Wisconsin cheese on our juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in our fresh frozen custard, even our crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds. It may sound cheesy, cheesy, but we love where we come from at Culver's.
Almost as much as we love sharing it with our guests. Welcome to Delicious. Another reason Culver's could have only started in Wisconsin. Let our team member Anna tell you why.
People always say Culver's food tastes homemade, but that's also because our menu is like basically homegrown. Cook-to-order butter burgers and rich, creamy, fresh frozen custard, two of Wisconsin's favorite traditions. Same goes for our perfectly melty cheese curds and Culver's new Wisconsin Big Cheese Pub Burger.
It's delicious.
Available for a limited time. I mean, could it get more Wisconsin-y than all that?
Stop in and let's make our traditions your tradition. Welcome to Delicious.
Hi, this is Jonathan from Meyer Ace. Summer's just around the corner, and so is Father's Day. That means it's time to celebrate dad, brother, or anybody you look up to with a brand new grill from Weber, a smoker from Traeger with wood-fired flavor, or a Blackstone griddle. All available now at any Meyer Ace in Gaylord, Harbor Springs, Petoskey, and St. Ignace. We're celebrating grilling, so come in, get what you need, and get ready for summer. We're Meyer Ace, the helpful place.
Spectrum Mobile is the nation's fastest growing mobile provider. Visit a Spectrum store today and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month per line when you get two or more lines. No contracts, no hidden fees. Our team of mobile experts are ready to help. Bring your phone or choose from the latest devices. Spectrum's got you covered. Find your local store at spectrum.com/stores and start saving. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet and auto pay required. Restrictions apply.
All right, we are back in the studio, Big Country 102.9 with Lauren Dusky, who took time out of her vacation to come and hang with us, play some new music. We're so excited you're here.
Oh, my gosh, same.
Again, don't forget to hit up the tip jar for the Otsego County United Way Gaylord tornado from Lauren's hometown. I'm so glad your grandpa wasn't home when that tornado hit.
Me too.
So many people still are going through a lot.
Oh, no.
We just want them to know that we're there with you. Can you say hi to Pat? She said,
oh gosh,
she was like, hug her for me and tell her your songs mean the world to so many.
Pat, you mean so much to me. I cannot tell you. First of all, thank you for saying hi. And I wish you were here so I could give you a real hug. But just know it means the world to me. And I'm just, thank you for taking the time to listen and you keep me going. I'll tell you that. That's just made my day. Thank you.
Do you have, and I know it's hard to pin it down, but what do you think right now song you're most proud of?
Mm.
I mean, that's a hard one because you have written some just beautiful, perfect, wonderful songs.
You are so kind.
But you have to have one that's like, oh, that you hold close to your heart. Is it any of the ones that, I mean, you did The Weather, you did, you know, Costume. There's so many.
I think probably The Weather. That song was the first time I'd ever allowed myself to really dig. Up until that point, I was writing surface level, like, just really crappy love songs that no one will ever hear, thank God. But I think The Weather would probably be the one that I'm the most proud of. It's definitely they're all immensely personable.
Personal?
Thank you. but yeah, that one would probably be my favorite.
I know, because songwriters, they say, they're all my babies. They're all my babies. I can't pick one. But there had to be one that was like, you know, like,
they do become your children. It's kind of a weird thing, but The Weather is probably the one that it just hits home the hardest.
So now that you're writing for other people, has anybody picked up on any of the stuff you've written yet?
We've had a couple bites, but not yet.
That's got to be hard too, you know, but it's your job. So that's what you do. You songwrite, and hopefully hit something that somebody goes, oh, I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess knowing that someone else is doing the, I don't always know who's passed or I'll know if someone's interested in a song, but it's weird when you know that something you've written from your life is potentially going to be sung by someone else. And it's been kind of fun to try and like stretch myself as a writer. I've been learning a lot about trying to step outside of myself and my own experiences and writing from someone else's. And it's been a lot of fun, but nothing yet. I'm hoping there's one in particular that could potentially be on hold soon, but I don't know. We'll see.
Okay, everybody. We'll see. Everybody send out the good vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody send out the positive vibes.
Thanks, y'all.
Who would be your dream touring partner if you could go on the road with anybody?
Right now, probably someone like Keith Urban or a little Big Town. I love those guys.
Their harmonies are just...
Their harmonies and their hearts. They're just really
nice, good people.
Yeah, I'd say those two. I really love Brett Eldridge, Luke Combs. I mean, I'm not like super country, but that would be such an amazing tour. I just love him. And probably those three.
Now, how did the, because I saw it.
Yeah.
How did the, what was the video you did with the other guy, the song by Coldplay? Coldplay? How did that come about?
So Kurt Hugo Schneider, I had met him years ago. We had collabed on a previous song right after I came off the show. And his dad, a few months ago, had been to a writer's round that I played south of Nashville, about an hour away. And he came up to me and introduced himself. I had never met his father before. And he was like, hey, if you're ever interested in doing another video with Kurt, let me know. And I was like, you just let me know. I'm down. They picked that song, and it's one of my current favorites. And it was so fun to be able to do that.
The video was very cool.
His wife, Patty, shot the whole thing. They're remarkable. They're so talented, and they do everything themselves. And they've built quite a following on YouTube. I mean, they've been working their butts off for years just building it, and they've really refined that world.
Well,
and
tell them I said it was fantastic.
I will. I definitely will.
Job. All right. So what are your socials? Where do people keep up with you? What is all the info they need to follow Lauren Dusky? Because they should be.
Well, no pressure. Okay. Y'all listening, there's zero pressure. But if you're ever bored one day and you fancy listening to some new songs, you can find all my music anywhere you listen to music under Lauren Dusky, and all my socials are just at Lauren Dusky, and I'm trying to be better. I was pretty active for a while, and then just now kind of reintroducing myself on social media again, trying to break the social anxiety or the social media anxiety. And yeah, you can find all updates, and new music is actually coming pretty soon. We're working on the mixes, and we're posting about it soon. So if you want to follow, you can follow there.
Yeah, and you should leave her notes and tell her how awesome she is, because it's true.
You can tell me anything, too.
Lauren, it has been an absolute pleasure having you here.
Same.
Thank you so much for coming, taking time out of your vacation.
Oh,
you can still donate to the Otsego County United Way Tornado Relief Fund on our website, our Facebook page. I can't wait to hear new music.
Thank you.
We will want to be the world premiere, so I'm counting on that.
Well, I just have to, before we go, y'all listening already know this. This Susan is an absolute angel, but I got to be honest. You know, for the last few years, having a champion and someone who actually takes the time to give a shit and to play an independent artist music, you're remarkable, and thank you. You do not have to do that, and it just means the world. And Northern Michigan is really, really lucky to have you. Like, it's
same.
It's the truth. So
thank you. Thank you again. Lauren Dusky, thank you so much. It's Big Country 102.9.
We can't wait to see you at Jim Warnick Buick GMC in Gaylord for our Customer Appreciation Day on Saturday, June 11th. Yeah! We will be serving free lunch from 11 to 2. And you can register to win two different giveaways. We stuffed a basket with everything you need for a great backyard barbecue. Make sure to stop in and register to win. Susan will be here celebrating Big Country's 40th birthday bash. She'll be handing out 30 chocolate bars. One lucky person will find a golden ticket
Woo-hoo!
For their grand prize. While you're here, check out our great selection of Buick and GMC services.